show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, it's Cliffo and Gabby, and this is the podcast.
Yo.
We've made it through our first week back.
Felt weird though, didn't it? It was all over the shop. I was at home 2 days.
Well done.
You were here every day.
Well done to everyone who's just done their first week back. I'll be honest, most people are probably a few weeks back now. We were very lazy. We took
a
very, very long break.
Well, it's like they delayed the start of school by a couple of weeks. So, you know, we thought we'd do the same.
We're sort of the same intelligence level. I will be honest, yesterday, it was Thursday afternoon, and I was on the toilet of all places. And for the first time this year, I thought, how long till holidays?
Oh, my God.
4 days in.
4 days in.
And I was thinking to myself, and not just like how long until a public holiday with Australia Day next week. I was thinking, like, our next holiday is the June, July school holidays. Mm. That's when you're getting married. And I, for the, like, 4 days in,
that's
went,
bad.
What's our countdown?
I wasn't as bad as you. It was last night cooking dinner, and I went, oh, this week's been tough. Thank God it's a broken up week next week for the public holiday.
It's the same. Don't,
it's the same
don't
feeling.
Say that's not as bad as me. It's just as bad. Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thanks for hitting download. This is the Wiggles. We all know the Wiggles. Had a bit
we
of a
all
shake
know the
up
Wiggles.
Recently. So hi, replacing Emma Wiggle. There's a whole heap of new Wiggles. There's a lot going on. And it's been a lot to take in for my nearly three-year-old son. He turns three in April, Charlie. Mad Wiggles fan. And to be honest, Charlie is the reason that we spent our family holiday in Brisbane and on the Gold Coast. Because a large part of us wanting to go to that part of the world, well, there's two reasons. We wanted to stay in Queensland because when we booked our holiday, borders were still a bit...
It was a bit iffy.
Iffy. So we decided to stay in Queensland. We're like, where are we going to go? Let's go to the southeast corner again, Brisbane, Gold Coast, because we've been desperately wanting to take Charlie to Dreamworld, because there's Wiggle World as part of Dreamworld.
Is there?
Which is like this little wiggly land. And
I've never been to the kids section because I've only ever been to Dreamworld as an adult.
Yeah, well, it's in the middle. So you go around the outside where the adult rides are.
Yeah.
Right in the middle is Wiggle World. So you're forgiven for missing it. But Charlie, like for him, the Wiggles are life. So he was part of the reason we booked this entire holiday, spent literally probably thousands to go there. We spent a week around Brizzy in the Gold Coast. And one of the main reasons, one of the star attractions was Wiggle World in Dreamworld. So we buy our tickets, $260.
Oh my God.
We drive an hour from Brizzy to the Gold Coast where the theme parks are to get there. Like we've put a lot into this, right? And finally we get to Wiggle World. And there's a ride in the middle of Wiggle World called the Big Red Boat.
Oh.
Which is a kid's ride.
It's not a car.
It's well, there's a car as well.
Oh, okay.
But the ride is the Big Red Boat because it's this, I'm pretty sure it's just another kid's ride. They've just painted red and put a Wiggles logo on it because it's just this little boat. All it does is kind of just go up and down very slowly and kind of spin around very slowly.
Right.
Very much a little kid's.
So it's like a mini version of the pirate ship.
Very much
very
so.
Very small
but
version.
But on very, very small scale. Mm. There's a video of it. You can see it now at our socials, at Cliffo and Gabby, and it's worth a look because about 30 seconds into the ride, which we lined up for close to an hour to get on, Charlie realised he didn't want to be on this ride anymore. Have a listen.
Charlie! Oh,
no. Oh.
He's not enjoying it still.
How embarrassing. The operator had to stop the ride to let my wife, Michelle, and Charlie off the ride.
Oh, no.
And that how embarrassing part, I zoomed in on Michelle's face. Like, how embarrassing. See the video now at our socials.
The poor little guy.
But, mate, after all that money, all that time, you know,
hated
just to
it.
Get Charlie to, we hated it. And we became, I think, the first family in the history of Dreamworld to treat it pretty much like an art gallery, just walking around looking at the rides for a day.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
This is where we throw it out and ask for a very specific conversation, one that's really interesting. And this is a career path we weren't really aware of until recently. So we wanted to talk to a professional bridesmaid. Now, we do have Jen Glantz on with us right now. How are you, Jen?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Jen, tell us the story. How did you become a professional bridesmaid for hire?
All of my friends got engaged. I was always the bridesmaid. And I started to realize if I can do this for friends, maybe I can do it for strangers. So I posted an ad on the internet. Hundreds of people wanted to hire me, and the rest is history.
I totally get it. Organizing a wedding is really stressful. So to have a professional by your side to help with that and not have to burden your friends would be really helpful. So what kind of tasks do you actually do, and how much does it cost to hire you?
You're so right. It's such a tough position, and your friends can't always support you. I am the real bridesmaid for them. I wear the dress. I walk down the aisle. I give the speech. And I'm that person for them, that go-to friend. And prices start anywhere from $2,000 and go up from there.
Okay, so you have gotten so good at this. You're so in demand. You live in Florida in the U.S., but you've actually traveled around the world and done this? Producer Brooke's just written us a note saying you've traveled to do this.
Yeah, I travel everywhere to do these weddings, and I also have a team of people who do them for me as well.
Wow, there's like a whole business now. So when you said, you just said you do the speech and everything, you perform the role of a bridesmaid. Do you pretend like you are lifelong friends, or are you honest?
Absolutely. I pretend I know them from a certain time in their life. Sometimes I have a fake name, a fake backstory, and I blend into their life.
Wow.
Is it ever weird, like for the brides, or... Because I can understand having a professional bridesmaid by your side, it would be a real big stress reliever, you know, to have someone who knows everything about weddings and can be there to hold your hand and, you know, coax you through it. What an advantage for brides. But do some of them get a little bit weird about the fake backstories?
You know, for a lot of them, this is a service that gives them support they really need in their life. So they're willing to come up with a story to make it fit. But yeah, sometimes it is a challenge, sometimes it's weird, and sometimes we're not really friends, you know? So it's always dependent on the person, but that's what makes the job so fun, is every wedding is so different.
Okay, so I have a really important question. One of the jobs of the bridesmaids is to help the bride go to the toilet, because there's a lot of dress to deal with. So a lot of the time you need someone to hold the dress while you go. Do you still perform that task even though you're not really a friend?
I say I specialize in doing that because you're right. It is such a challenge and there are some techniques. So I do offer that because those dresses are big and they don't fit well with the toilet.
You are a professional, Glenn. Jed, you're an absolute professional, Jed. That is so good. What a fantastic service. And let's be honest, no bridesmaid really wants to do that. So to pay someone who's done it before and who is a professional, what a bonus. You can learn more about Jen and her amazing business. Check out Bridesmaid for Hire. It's just bridesmaidsforhire.com. Simple as that. Jen Glantz over in Florida. It's been awesome to get to know you and what you do. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I love Australia and I appreciate being on the show. Alpha
Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back after 8 a.m. on Monday morning, and it's worth $1,000.
If you want that grand, here's an answer for you. Bridgerton.
Oh, Bridgerton. The
great TV show.
Netflix series. It's still on my, to watch.
Oh, you've got to watch it. It's so good. And season two is very close to coming out. Netflix just released some new photos of season two.
You loved it. Will I like it?
Nev liked it. Nev liked it.
All right.
There's a lot of...
It's back on the list.
You know why you liked episode one of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
It's you like Bridgerton.
I'm watching it today. Bridgerton is your free answer for Alpha Box on Monday.
The 90s are well and truly coming back. The fashions are returning, as they do. Like, they always have cycles, don't they?
And things everything old is new again.
And butterfly clips, dark lipstick, all that kind of stuff. But the one that I was questioning was the thin eyebrows, which is coming back. Bella Hadid is rocking the thin eyebrows. There's still women out there, I'm sure of it though, that are struggling to grow back their eyebrows from the 90s fashion of having them so super thin and plucked that they never returned.
We described it before there as like farmland that's been over-farmed.
Yeah.
And like the grass, the plants, the whatever won't grow there anymore. It's the same, mate.
It's the same.
You've over-plucked.
And they won't come back.
And now you're... I'm not going to finish that sentence.
8, 10, 60. We want to talk to women who are still struggling or struggled to grow their eyebrows back after the 90s.
13, 10, 60 is the phone number. Marnie's here. Marnie. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Is it you, Marnie, that had issues growing back eyebrows after the 90s?
No. My sister, she came over one day and she was in high school. And she said, can you do my eyebrows? I said, yeah, sure. So I got the shaver out and I shaved her eyebrows.
Completely off?
No, but it's half. But to this day, she still has half eyebrow. Oh,
no. So does she draw it on? Has she tattooed it on? Like, what's her solution? No.
She's just tried to get go to beauticians and get it sort of thin or shaped. But, so, yeah, it's just a crack up to this day. She's sort of
dragging me for it.
How many years ago was this, Marnie?
Well, she's 51 now, I think it is. So she was around 12, 13.
Wow, so 40 years. Let's say 40 years. Does she still hold a grudge or has she been able to let it go after four decades?
No, she still can't let it go.
Because you have no remorse.
No, you've actually rung us to rub it in. Good point.
It's very exciting today. I'm back in the office. I've been working from home for the last couple of days because I was awaiting a PCR COVID test, which of course came back negative yesterday. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But it's the first day I've had to actually get dressed and put makeup on in a few days. So I feel like whole. I feel like I'm properly here.
I feel appreciation.
It's good to be back. But last night, so after I got the text yesterday, it was about 5 o'clock that I got the text to say negative.
That was a big wait.
Wasn't it?
Because they always say, it could take 48 to 72 hours or something.
But never does.
Any time I've had a PCR test over the last 2 years, it's been same day arrival.
Right.
So 3 days.
That's what I was expecting. I know. And all of my family who got tested back in New South Wales, it was less than 24 hours. But maybe there's a backlog in Queensland.
Maybe.
However, working from home meant I had to have this big setup in our spare room. So I moved my work desk in there, had the laptop. I used my fiancé Nev's big screen gaming TV as my extra screen for my computer. And he was pretty mad that I took over his space, not going to lie. So when I got
The radio gear is kind of bulky too.
Yeah.
It's like a big box that you'd see on like stage at a concert or something like that. It's a whole deal.
It's a whole thing. So last night when I got the text to say I was negative, I was moving all of that out of his gaming room, as he calls it. It's also my wardrobe, but that's okay. Moving it all out so that I could pack it all up and come back to work. And once I went to him and I was like, hey, fiancé Nev, I hope you're happy. I've moved out of the spare room so you can go gaming again.
Be gaming.
And he looks at me and he goes, oh, thank God, because, you know, that's like my meditation space. That's where I go to unwind. Like, I need that space to be able to do what I do. It's my space. And I was like,
A couple of things. Like, I'm all about the mindfulness and all that, but describing gaming as meditation.
I know.
Like, this. Have you meditated before, Nev?
No, he has not. But also calling it his space. I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah, we both pay the rent, son.
We both pay the rent here. It's the spare room. So if you get the spare room as your space, what the hell is my space? And he took 1 second and he just goes, the kitchen.
Oh, no. I thought he was going to say a website from the 90s that no one visits anymore.
He really
That's MySpace.
Stuck a knife into my feminism and just went, the kitchen.
Twisted it. I just got very, very judgy before, but we're pausing the judgment.
We are not judging, yes.
Asking what's the deal with people who wear shoes and socks inside their own house once they have wound down for the evening.
For relax time. Why are you wearing shoes and socks in the house?
So I had a friend in my life who did this religiously, which was so weird.
No judgment.
We weren't friends anymore. We became not friends, not because of that. Just I moved away. This was like 10, 15 years ago.
We can't be friends.
But then it's crept back into my life because a different friend sat down to watch Justice League, the Zack Snyder edit, like a 3-4 hour movie. Mm. And he's like, wound down for the day, had my shower, had my dinner. Got my pajamas on now, and he's got a photo of his feet up with shoes and socks on, watching the movie, and jeans as well. Don't get it.
So many questions.
So many questions. So 13 10 60. Who does this? Laurel is here. Laurel, do you put on footwear just to be around your own house, mate?
All the time.
Really? What's the reasoning?
They're comfortable, and I have arthritis in my feet.
Okay. Well, that's a medical reason.
That makes total sense.
That makes sense.
If you need the foot support, I get it.
Totally. But Tracy is here on 13 10 60. Tracy, you don't have arthritis, but you still wear footwear around your own house.
Absolutely. So I don't do the whole socks and shoes, but I must have sensitive feet because I've got inside thongs and outside thongs.
So you have a pair of inside thongs that you wear around inside your house.
Yeah, I don't like my feet touching the floor.
Do you have tiles or carpet, or what kind of flooring do you have?
Oh, I have really clean floors, yeah. But they're all tiles, and I've got just a rug around the lounge chair. I take my thongs off when I put my feet up on the sofa to watch Netflix.
And then you put your thongs back on.
And then if I have to get up and do something, I've got my thongs beside my bed at night times, and if I've got to go to the toilet, I put my thongs on.
And is it just because you don't like the feeling of the floor on your feet, you think?
Yeah, dirt.
Wow. Oh, wow. Dirt. Okay.
Dirt.
Well, you're a bit of a germaphobe.
Clean floors, Tracy.
Yeah.
Your floors sound clean enough to eat off.
I reckon mine would be way dirtier than Tracy's,
let alone walk on. The Hit Breakfast Show.